Good morning. It is May 22nd, 2014. The time is 5:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. A little bit of a wet Thursday morning. Had some rain and thunderstorms overnight from what the missus just told me before coming out here in the backyard. And I would have never known the difference because I slept right through. I went to bed early, got up early too. So I've been up for over an hour and a half now. And there goes some geese. I've got some geese flying overhead, but they're going to find that the cornfield has been plowed a second time. So they're going to probably veer off and head over to the Susquehanna, which is just a stone's throw from where I reside. The geese usually hang out during the fall and early winter months out here in the cornfield, getting all the residual corn after it's been harvested. But I'm back here by the field, well, the borderline, my back yard to the cornfield, and it's looking pretty nice. A little bit of a clear sky off in the distance, but there's some clouds headed off to the north there, that, or else that's just fog lingering. I haven't looked at the morning radar this morning, but up early this morning and had a chance to listen and catch up on Big Rick's All One Word on Audio Boo here and over there on Twitter. And Dean Reed, they're on a journey there, I guess, walking along the trails of some Roman wall there that has my interest, because you don't hear too much about the Romans up there in England back in the day, unless you do your research. I think that what little research I've done of that particular era, that was the creation of King Arthur, or the King Arthur was a byproduct of the Roman exodus out of England way, way back in the day, when the Roman Empire was falling or something like that. So the story goes. There's been a couple movies that have been pretty interesting in that aspect. But the picture of the Roman wall there looks pretty neat. It sort of reminds me of when I was stationed and living in Italy there. I had a chance to see the balcony of Romeo and Juliet in Verona. And you had this impression of the story being a huge, huge balcony. But when you get there, just a little courtyard with a little balcony up top. And such was the case when I saw the picture that Big Rick there provided on one of his audio boos of the wall that they're trailing alongside here the last couple days. And I always had the aspect it was a little bit bigger than that, but it's definitely not the China wall there, is it? I do hope, Big Rick there, your heels are healing as you trek on your backpacking there. Seeing the pictures of your heels were just excruciating. Made me feel in pain, because I've had those type of bruises when back in my younger day training for the marathons that I have ran. That it was brought back memories of the blisters as a runner. I'm more of a jogger these days, being older and a few more pounds heavier. But I get my day started here, having a second cup of coffee, checking out the backyard here of the estate here in the southern tier of New York. And it's a little bit damp, but at the moment it's not raining. It probably will rain later. We got forecast of rain. But you all have a good one today. Positive start to the day here in the southern tier for me. And you all take care and be far safe, be far wise. Learn not to burn. And as always, peace. Ciao for now.